Please call our listener line and leave us a question or suggestion about a topic you'd like covered on I Work For Him. 866-713-9675, 866-713-WORK, 866-713-9675.
Who do you work for?
You work for someone.
Are you just there for the paycheck?
Your clients, your boss, your family, your car payment, yourself, or your Lord?
What if God has more for you at your 9 to 5?
Each one of us has a calling. Have you heard this before? Your workplace is your mission field, wherever that may be. You're either all in or all out. Are you for Him?
Hey, Jim, who do you work for?
I work for Him. I work for Jesus Christ.
Welcome to I Work For Him. Join the I Work For Him Nation at iworkforhim.com. That's iwork4him.com. And now your hosts, Jim and Martha Brangenberg.
Broadcasting from the heart of the I Work For Him Nation, helping workplace believers to recognize their workplace as a mission field and a place, a mission ministry. You've tuned into the fastest 1 hour in Christian talk radio. Hey, welcome to I Work For Him this afternoon as we broadcast to you out of Loveland, Colorado. You know, it looks just like Iowa where we're at, but if you look off to the west, there's snow-capped mountains. That's fantastic. You don't get that a lot in Iowa, and you know you don't get it in Tampa Bay, Jacksonville, Norfolk, Virginia, or anywhere in the Grace Radio range. Nowhere can you see snow-capped mountains in June. It's pretty amazing, isn't it, Martha?
It really is. It's beautiful here, and we are so glad to be able to get some time to highlight what God is doing in Colorado. So I hope our listeners stay tuned until the end of the show and hear what it's all about and hear what God's doing in this beautiful neck of the woods. But I also just want to remind our listeners that they can connect with us in a lot of different ways, Jim. And one of the things that I know makes things a lot easier is when you have the ability to just get our podcasts at your leisure and whatever time is good for you to listen to the show, to be able to subscribe to our podcast on whatever platform you're using. We talk to a lot of people that are enjoying multiple podcasts, and I would like to hear from any listeners who listen to you at 1.5, because I think that if they can get what the show is talking about and at 1.5 speed, then
if somebody listens at 1.5 speed, cool. I think that'd be pretty impressive. You know, all this made possible by Dan Anderson from KingdomWayMinistries.net, KingdomWayMinistries.net. He's the one that drug our rear ends out here all the way to Colorado and said, Jim, you have got to come to Colorado in June. And we've got some really exciting stuff going on here this week in Loveland, and we're going to tell you more about it as the show goes on. But thanks to Dan Anderson and KingdomWayMinistries.net, you'll be hearing a lot more about that during the show as well. So the Rocky Mountains, Colorado, fresh mountain air. It sounds so exhilarating, but what's really going on in the state of Colorado? We don't have enough time for that. So we're going to focus on how the Lord is moving in the hearts and minds of Christ followers all over the state. Are they all smoking recreational marijuana? I don't think so. They're pumped up about the huge move of God all over the state to put their faith into action. Today, we take a stop off for a visit with Dan Anderson with Kingdom Way Ministries. Dan's been all over the Loveland and Greater Denver area, encouraging and identifying Christ followers in the marketplace and trying to equip them for active ministry in their workplace. Dan's arranged for a friend or two to join us every day this week on shows. Dan, thanks for hosting us here in Loveland, Colorado.
Jim and Martha, I'm so excited to have you here in God's country, man.
That's right. God's country. I see why it's called that.
Yeah, well, and I'm so impressed by you, and I just love the calling God's placed on your life, and the faith stories that you're sharing from people across the country and some cases across the world. So honored to have you here in northern Colorado, Denver area. And just excited to see what God has in store for us this week.
Mm-hmm. So why don't you take a minute today and tell people what Kingdom Way Ministries is all about?
Absolutely. Our simple mantra is we really want to help those marketplace leaders and business leaders to make their work and ministry one. And I've started talking about this in these terms lately, to help people to bridge the Sunday-Monday gap, turn their Sunday inspiration into Monday's perspiration, where they have a really sense of God's meaning that presses into their daily work, as well as God's mission being central to all that they do. And so the people that we'll be sharing with you in the next days here are all people that are excited about doing that.
So KingdomWayMinistries.net, KingdomWayMinistries.net. Your reach is all over from Denver all the way up here to Loveland. Do you get as far south as Colorado Springs yet?
We've been down there a little bit, yep, and South Denver for sure. And so hoping that God opened doors for us just all along the Front Range, and I think that's going to be coming.
Well, why don't you brought along a friend today. Why don't you introduce our guest for today?
Absolutely. Jamie Bessler is the president of Bessler Homes, and the reason I want Jamie to be a part of the show is because he really gets it as a marketplace leader, and God is stirring so many things around the Front Range here. And
what do you call it the Front Range? Why don't you explain that? Because we got people in Tampa, you know, they live at 2 feet above sea level to 10 feet above sea level, and we're sitting here at about
range. That's about all they know, right?
Are we at about 5,000 feet above sea level?
Well, it's an I-25 corridor that goes all the way from like northern Colorado, where we are in Fort Collins, all the way to Colorado Springs. And you're putting me on the spot here. I think it's just the converse of the back range.
It's the front of the range of mountains,
on
right?
On the other side.
I think the people
And, of course, you're calling it the front because that's the side you live on.
The people in Utah are a little upset about that. They are like, we don't want to be called the back end of this.
So. Absolutely. God's stirring some amazing things, and I really see, and I've heard, you know, Jamie and I become really good friends, and God's got a special calling on his life, and I believe what God has in mind, he's going to raise up several key leaders in our area, and I believe James is one of those. And so I'm excited that he gets a chance to share his story to way more than just a few people we're doing it now with, and then in an event tomorrow, too.
Very good. Excellent. Jamie Bessler, welcome to I Work For Him.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
We're excited to have you. It's great to have you. You got a reputation that precedes you, and it was all good stuff. That was awesome. We do this, Jamie, with every first-time guest on the air. Tell us how you became a follower of Jesus.
Well, you know, just growing up, first of all, the business, important to know, it's a second generation. I'm second generation leadership. So it's 50. We're in our 51st year of business. And, you know, growing up in any small business, you're involved from a very small
person. You're emptying the garbage cans at two, I'm sure.
Yeah, especially in construction. There was always a job to be done.
Yes.
So a job to help dad with. So. But you know, ultimately I was raised in a Christian home. I went to a Christian high school, too. And so I definitely had accepted Christ at a younger age. I would say really just lived out my life through my 20s, especially, just being a moral person, and not really having that intimate walk, daily with Christ and following him. And so the big kind of catalyst in my life was actually part of work. I have one other brother, and he was a part of the company in 2011. And unfortunately, just we had just some family challenges with the growth of the business and how to handle that and different viewpoints. And ultimately, my brother chose to walk away from the business and start his own, and harbored some just negative sentiments against me. And
sure,
that was really challenging for me to walk through, and really led me into me recommitting my life to Christ at the end of 2011. And as the Lord would orchestrate it, my wife and I came into sole stewardship of the company in 2012 and took that over from my dad. And it has been an amazing ride since.
So at what point in time did you make that connection, though? So the spiritual connection between your faith and your work, where you understood that God cared about you as a home builder just as much as he would care about a person that is a pastor or a missionary?
To the level of having a missionary mindset, it honestly is in the last year. I've been on this walk for several years now, and it has taken us through really the Lord expanding our minds with generosity. And there's an acronym that we have held to, which is LIFE. And that acronym really stands for being generous with your labor, your influence, your finances, and your expertise. And so that is definitely something that has the Lord has expanded, and we've recognized a bigger purpose with that. And then just as he's continued the walk for Sarah and I, that has led into this missionary mindset. That was really kind of unveiled over this last year. I can tell you, over a year ago, if you had just asked me the question, are you a missionary? I'd have said, I've never been to a foreign country at all.
We're going to explore that in more in the next segment.
We are. You just mentioned your wife, Sarah, real quick. So are you in the business together now in this home building business?
We are sole stewards
okay.
of the company together.
Mm-hmm.
But from a day-to-day operational standpoint, she is full-time mom.
Uh-huh.
We have three kids. And so I tend to look after all of the day-to-day of the business. But at the same time, I confide in her a lot of different things. She's out of the forest. And so that out of the forest viewpoint
yes.
at times in some of our conversations is very valuable. And so she's very involved, but not.
So the reason I asked that right before we go to break is just to help our listeners to understand that even though she's not in the day to day, this is something you guys, you're like minded on in this mm-hmm. whole conversation. I think about where God has taken you on this journey. Is that correct?
You bet.
Okay.
Yeah, we've been walking together.
Awesome. When we come back, lots more with Jamie Bessler and Dan Anderson from KingdomWayMinistries.net. We did hear the story of Bessler Homes and how they're making an impact right here in on the Front Range in Colorado. You're listening to I Work For Him as we broadcast with the beauty of the Rocky Mountains in the background. Oh, the cool breezes. For those of you listening in Florida, yes, there is hope ahead. In 6 months, it will be cold again. You're listening to I Work For Him. We'll be right back.
How would you like to own your own business and honor and glorify God within that business? Office Pride Commercial Cleaning Systems, an award-winning faith-based commercial cleaning franchise system, has been around for 27 years and is now offering franchises in the I Work For Him listener area. If you'd like to know how you can participate in this faith-based business culture while being a 100% owner of your own growing franchise, visit Office Pride today at officepridefranchise.com. or call 850-291-0724. Office Pride has proven systems that will teach you everything you need to know about the commercial cleaning industry and how to scale a business within that industry. Office Pride is looking for business builders like you. To check out this amazing opportunity, visit officepridefranchise.com. That's officepridefranchise.com or call 850-291-0724. Office Pride, their values make them different. OfficePrideFranchise.com.
Welcome to the I Work For Him Radio Power Thought for the Day. I'm Jim Brangenberg, host of the I Work For Him Radio program, heard 5 days a week. There's a truth about work that has been lost to much of mankind since the creation. It is that God created work for us to do together. Genesis 2:19 says, "So the Lord God formed from the ground all the wild animals and all the birds of the sky. He brought them to the man to see what he would call them, and the man chose a name for each one." You see, work is not punishment, it's a gift, and God wants to join us in it every moment of every day. He delights in it. He's our teammate, just as he was with Adam. He brought the animals to Adam to name. Thanks, David Kale, for this insight. So how about you? Are you working with God as a teammate in your work today, wherever He's placed you? For more about I Work For Him and how you can listen every day to Christ followers just like you who are living out their faith in their work, go to iworkforhim.com. That's iwork4him.com. Welcome back to I Work For Him. We're on location in sunny Loveland, Colorado. Really wanted to get out here so we could highlight for you guys what's the Lord doing in the center of the country. Right where there's a lot of radical things going on. Colorado's not exactly known for conservatism from a governmental level, but the Lord is doing amazing things because God doesn't care. The politics is not where God is empowered. He's empowering the body of Christ. Dan Anderson with KingdomWayMinistries.net. Talk about how you are seeing the Lord move right here in this Loveland, Denver area. What are you seeing?
Well, one of the things we're really seeing is we started this event we do about on a quarterly basis called Common Pursuit. And the idea is that we really want to cast a vision, inspire people like Jamie's on the program today to envision something different, to change their paradigm, or even to fuel a paradigm that already exists, that they are ministers in the marketplace right where God has put them, to hopefully bring them to, you know, bring some quality content to challenge them to grow and build their leadership to be high kingdom impact leaders right where God has placed them. So we've been doing that event for the last almost 3 years now, and God just has really been favoring it, build momentum, and we've had about 200, 225 on average the last few events, and he just keeps blessing it and keep reaching more people through it. And, you know, the events are exciting themselves, but we're hoping and praying, and this has happened, that God just does amazing work of connecting. And the Holy Spirit, when you get a group of like-minded people in the same room, you know, it's just really exciting. And to realize that they're not leading alone is incredible. But we're hoping to lead them next steps in the different groups and things that we offer to just grow their discipleship, their leadership, and their ministry in the workplace.
So I love the overall overarching name of those events, Common Pursuit, because a lot of people think we're in constant competition with everybody. But really, you're talking about something beyond the pursuit of the bottom line. Although that is we should be moving forward in our businesses, right, and not going into debt and things like that. So, but this Common Pursuit, kind of unpack that a little bit for our listeners, just what your heart is behind that.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you asking that, because I think that is part of my calling. Is, you know, I didn't always have a kingdom mindset where, you know, I was wanting to invest in business leaders and pastors and nonprofit leaders. That's something God has really shaped my heart and seen the importance for. Is, you know, in Colossians, verses like Colossians, we see one Lord, one faith, and even, you know, Ephesians 4, one Lord, one baptism. And then we see so many silos in the church world, as well as even in business and in marketplace ministries. And, you know, wherever possible, I just long to see there to be more connectedness and working together. And really, one of the verses that just drives my passion for this is in Revelation 5:8-9, where it says that we will be a kingdom of priests to serve God for all eternity. That's singular, not plural. Mm. And as I talk to my boys about what it means to be a man of God and what is a kingdom leader, one of the things on the top of the list for me is what decisions do we do now, pulling from the eternal reality in the future? I call it TERN, you know, the eternal reality now. And sometimes that even requires a mindset or repentance shift in our minds, a turning 180 degrees, is pulling forward from the future reality. If that's what it's going to be like for all eternity, then why shouldn't we, as much as possible here on this earth, try to be about being that a kingdom of priests and what God is stirring in a locale or a nation?
I love that.
I really do too. And so, I mean, and getting back to that original thought about the Common Pursuit, is that you're encouraging people, you know, it might be every CPA in the area, they have a Common Pursuit aside from their business practice, that they're doing it for the kingdom, and
absolutely,
they can come together, not in competition, but with that Common Pursuit of growing and helping the kingdom.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm excited about that. So thanks for sharing that. And people can find out more about it on what website?
www.kingdomwayministries.net. It has all the confirmation about our events, our groups, and so on. And would love to chat with anybody if they send us a message, and have some free resources on there too that we'll probably be talking about at some point in these podcasts.
Okay. Excellent.
They're broadcast. Just remember,
broadcast.
We are actually
Thank you.
Broadcasting across the country.
But people might be listening as podcasters.
My bad.
That's okay. So, Jamie Bessler, back to you. Let our listeners know what Bessler Homes is all about. You said it's been around for 51 years. You're a second generation,
right,
family-owned business. What is your specialty, and how are you doing that?
Sure. So, you know, over the course of our history, we really in our area had become known as a custom home builder.
Okay.
However, with the downturn that we went through, you know, 2008, 2009, 2010, wasn't one of those better spots for the home builder.
Wasn't all roses here in Colorado, really?
No, there was a few unique challenges. The reality is there was some tremendous opportunities too, and the opportunity side of that for us allowed us really to begin to discover how to be a higher volume builder, and just to be able to build more homes. And the reality is we've shifted pretty completely at this point. We don't do anything custom.
Okay.
And so we are, our real challenge in our marketplace, and this is even across the nation, how do you build an affordable home? And we're really taking that challenge personally. You know, shelter is just one of those basic necessities of life. And you know, for someone to have a home is just such a life-changing peace.
Yeah.
And so, you know, our vision statement for the company is to build the most valuable homes in our marketplace. And one of those, there's 5 points we define with value. And the first on that list is attainability. And so we're really challenging ourselves to, you know, build a smarter home, build a more efficient home, ultimately, which helps us control the costs of a home. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, so that's really who we've become. You know, 2011, we did 34 homes that year. Mm-hmm. In 2018, we closed 172. And so,
wow.
You know, the Lord has really blessed our efforts and really given us a pretty clear focus at this point and where he would like us to serve our marketplace.
Now, do you just serve right here in the Loveland area, or you're all over Colorado?
Yeah, we're based a little bit east of here in a community called Greeley.
Signs of that exit.
Really, we focus a little bit east of the Front Range, you might say, a little more eastern Colorado, serving northern Colorado overall. But that's just kind of where we're from. And so we stay east of I-25 is kind of that main artery that runs through northern Colorado.
Encourage our listeners, pull out a map and take a look. Because, you know, I think we all run into this danger of when somebody says Denver, they say Colorado Springs. You're like, that's all the same place. But mm-hmm. It's really not. Well, I mean,
that was an hour and 45-minute drive last night from Colorado Springs up here to Loveland.
It was.
Absolutely.
But it was a beautiful one. Oh, I'm not going to complain one bit about that.
Yeah, that was an incredible, pretty drive. Okay, yes. So, Jamie, let's just talk about your work. Because you mentioned that really is a place of ministry. But if we'd asked you this a year and a half ago, you wouldn't have answered that question. Is it your mission field, your workplace? Mm-hmm. What was it that flipped that switch for you? Because you said you've been growing the business from 34 homes in 2011 to 172 homes last year. So God's been blessing the business, giving you direction, hopefully giving you profitability. But what flipped the switch for you to understand that this is also a huge mission field? Because I imagine you've got a lot of people working for you.
Yeah, you know, we're blessed to have 45 plus or minus full-time team members that work with us. But within our industry, you know, we're a manufacturer is the primary thing we're doing. We're building the largest consumer product, you know, homes.
Yes.
And so, but to do that, we actually, we say that we have 500 families working with us every day because of the trade partners.
The subs and everything.
We don't like the S word around
here. Oh, we don't? Really? Why is that?
They're trade partners.
Trade partners. Okay. Yeah. All right.
They're critical partners.
Yeah.
And, you know, and so really the love and what we just are trying to be as a company culture really needs to extend to those other 450 team members that don't directly work with us each and every day. They do it through different trade partner relationships. But the reality is they're all integral to building 172 homes a year. It takes about 500 full-time equivalent mm-hmm. team members to build that many homes.
That's a lot of people.
It is, which is a huge opportunity.
So how do you live with intentionality with that many people? I mean, how does one guy impact 500?
Well, and I can't. I mean, that's actually one of the spots that has really been such a huge blessing of Dan and the Common Pursuit events and other things is because it can't just be me. There have to be others on my leadership team that see this bigger purpose of life and really engage in that. And so that's been a huge opportunity for me to bring my team with me, the leadership team and managers at Bessler Homes. To really walk this together. And I definitely very much own that I'm my responsibility is to be the spiritual leader, of the company, mm-hmm. but we've got to have a team engaged in doing this.
All right. We come back lots more from Jamie Bessler. Check him out online, BesslerHomes.com, BesslerHomes.com, and it's BaesslerHomes.com. And we're get more information from Dan Anderson on KingdomWayMinistries.net as well. Don't go away. You're listening to I Work For Him.
Hi, I'm Martha Brangenberg. Jim and I want to thank you for tuning in to I Work For Him, your workplace's your mission field radio program.
I Work For Him is on a mission to transform the workplaces in every state in the United States for Christ. Our mission is summed up perfectly in Romans 12:2. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. If we're going to change the world, it has to be God's way.
Did you know that changing the world can begin with changing your marriage? Jim and I want to extend an invitation to you and your friends to join us in 2020 on our Cruise Your Way to a Better Marriage Cruise, Thursday, February 27th through March 2nd. 2020, departing from Tampa with a port of call in Cozumel.
You know, the marriage cruise will combine fun, friendship, exciting marriage conversations, and a little bit of Caribbean fun, plus plenty of time relaxing to deepen your love for one another and strengthen your faith. Join us and 20 other married couples as we eat, relax, and explore biblical principles for our marriage and practical, tactical ways to make your marriage awesome.
When we're not cruising our way to a better marriage, Jim and I are often traveling across the country to bring you the wisdom from leading Christ followers such as Steve Green, CEO of Hobby Lobby, Gabrielle Beauchet, millennial strategist, and Dave Kale, author of The Good Book on Business. As you can imagine, our work takes a great deal of time, energy, and financial resources. Would you be willing to help with our costs by inviting your company to invest in us for their corporate giving, or by you becoming a $100 monthly sponsor? Your donation will enable us to continue our radio program in your area. To donate or become a podcast subscriber, go to iworkforhim.com. That's iwork4him.com and click on the donate tab.
Yes, and right after you get done with your donation, make sure you stay tuned to I Work For Him. There's lots more really cool stuff coming up.
Jim, we got to get back to the radio. People are waiting for the show.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump remarked on the horrors of slavery as he commemorated the 400th anniversary of the first representative assembly in the New World in Jamestown, Virginia today. Mr. Trump says it was in August 1619 that the first enslaved Africans arrived in Virginia. He said, quote, it was the beginning of a barbaric trade in human lives. The president says we remember every sacred soul who suffered the horrors of slavery and the anguish of bondage. A heckler disrupted the president's remarks. A security breach at Capital One Financial, one of the nation's largest issuers of credit cards, compromised the personal information of about 106 million people, and in some cases, the hacker obtained Social Security and bank account numbers. It is among the largest security breaches of a major U.S. financial institution on record. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 23 points, the NASDAQ dropped 19. This is SRN News.
Jacksonville Power Sports is your home for Kawasaki, Sea-Doo, Can-Am, and Polaris. And right now is the time to buy. Take advantage of super low financing and rock bottom pricing on all motorcycles, personal watercraft, ATVs, and side-by-sides. For over 40 years, Jacksonville Power Sports has proudly served our community. Jacksonville Power Sports is located on Atlantic Boulevard, 1/2 mile west of 295. Check them out online at jacksonvillepowersports.com. That's jacksonvillepowersports.com.
Does your roof need replacing, your house need cleaning, or maybe you're ready to update your kitchen? Big or small, whatever your home improvement need, log on to home.servicemagic.com. Service Magic is a free online resource with instant access to pre-screened remodelers, maids, handymen, painters, and many other home contractors. It's easy and it's free. Just go to home.servicemagic.com. Home.servicemagic.com. That's home.servicemagic.com.
Please call our listener line and leave us a question or suggestion about a topic you'd like covered on I Work For Him. 866-713-9675, 866-713-WORK, 866-713-9675. Welcome back to I Work For Him as we broadcast you from sunny
Colorado.
Very good.
Loveland,
right? Colorado.
Yes, I love it. When we saw the little welcome center and it said love, I'm like, oh, they get to play on, you know, being a city of love.
A little shout out to a local cafe, the Mexicali Cafe. We enjoyed lunch there today, and it was fantastic.
Yes, I think that's what it was
called. Cafe Mexicali,
yes.
Maybe.
Yeah,
okay, but either way, you know, if you're out this way and you're in Loveland, it's a place you need to check out.
Good food, for sure. So, Dan, you have Dan Anderson with Kingdom Way Ministries. For anybody who's just tuning in, we are having a conversation with somebody you brought with us, Jamie Bessler, who is the big big guy on campus with Bessler Homes. And so we were just talking about how God has really adjusted his focus on what his role is in his business. You had some things you want to make sure that Jamie shares with our listeners so that they get some encouragement and maybe some challenge from the walk that he's had. Go ahead with that.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things that Jamie has coined that I just really love is that he says that he's a for-profit ministry.
Okay.
You know, and I love how he refers that. So there was a shift that took place, and so I would just love to, you know, he might not be able to articulate, you know, a definite point in time, but just love to hear how that shift came about. And then some of the things that you're doing now that is causing you to keep God and Christ front and center in terms of, you know, your mission, in terms of, you know, Christy is working with you now and some of the care things, that just some of the strategic things that you are making Christ the center of everything you do.
Mm. Okay. Well, yeah, as far as the, you know, for-profit ministry, that really spawned out of just me kind of reflecting back on, you know, how did we get here? How did we get to the spot where there's this huge separation between the sacred and the secular, as you've heard it said, or work and church and, you know, work and just your faith, right? And I don't like that. I don't want to live that way. And to me, one of the root words that causes this separation is business. It's the word business. Because as soon as you say that, then there has to be something else. There's some natural separation that has to be there. And so,
why do you say that? I don't understand why you say that.
I guess it's just that when you say business, you know, out in the business world, okay, well, you got to keep that separate from your personal, and you've got to keep that separate from your faith. And there's just, the world has tried to teach us that.
But that was the lie. I think the church tried to teach us those things too. But it's that lie. It's that pervasive lie. We have to bust the lie up.
Yep.
Okay.
So that's the idea, is really with that word, I describe, you know, what we do as a for-profit ministry. It is a ministry at its heart.
It's like the core purpose. It's like a ministry almost.
But it's a for-profit. Yes. It has a for-profit purpose. Right. We don't go solicit funds to support our efforts. We have to go be really good at what we've set out to do and earn a profit. And that can fund our ministry. And so... So yeah, to me, that if we have for-profit ministries and we have non-profit ministries, then there's really nothing else in the gap between.
You know, it makes me think of the fact that really, I think you're right. When people hear the word business, nowhere in their definition is there anything about the heart or love.
Jesus.
Well, even aside, for sure, Jesus, but even just, you know, there's no tenderness, there's no care, there's no love. But the minute you hear something is a ministry, those are the things you think about, compassion and care and things like that. So you really, that is a huge help in helping people to look at it differently. So I love that.
I think that's one of the great segue to for him to share some of the things that he's doing, because it's really along those care lines that very few business leaders have gotten to that point where they're making that part of their strategic initiative. So maybe you could share a little bit more about that, Jamie, of how you're starting to roll that out in your company.
Sure. Yeah, because you know, as far as the for-profit ministry, I mean, any ministry is meant to care for people in some way, right? Mm-hmm. And so, so what are those things that we're continuing to walk through? And, you know, an extremely impactful opportunity that we had was to visit Beat and Bow Homes and really spend some time talking with Rick and Cal at Beat and Bow Homes. And really, how do we put this love into action, right? You know, they have something they talk about as far as, you know, getting to know someone and then getting to care for someone and ultimately caring for them. And so that's a walk that we've really begun to live out. And, you know, as a leadership team, as leaders at Bessler Homes and ultimately as a whole company, what are these things that we can do to really care for our team? And so one of the first steps we recognize is we really need somebody who's intently focused on our care aspects of our company. And so we already had that person on staff, as the Lord would have it. She was really serving as executive assistant for me. And that was just such a natural step in for her. And so she has become our care and culture manager here as of about 9 months ago. And
her name?
Her name is Christy Mock.
Okay.
And she has just had a tremendous impact in really developing what do these things look like. And so when we say care and culture, what do those two different aspects look like? And I, you know, the care aspect, I think everybody can really kind of envision. It's just what are the needs of your team members?
Right.
And how can we be a part of meeting those needs, right? And I'll expand on some of those care programs in a minute. But the other part is the culture piece. And so we challenged a little bit. Well, what does this look like with care and culture? And so, you know, I hold to a definition of culture being values in action. And at Bessler Homes, we have four values. And so what can we do to reinforce and appreciate our team members when we see those values lived out in action? Which ultimately is the definition of our culture. It's not what we say we want to be. It's what we're actually living out day to day, right?
That's right.
And so she has created some of these care programs that are appreciating our team members, but at the same time teaching our culture, reinforcing our culture, and just how we want to live out, you know, really a Christ type love each and every day.
Okay, but you're talking about the two of you really trying to live out this care. You're trying to let your people know that you care. You said you have about, let's see, you said you had 40 some people on your staff and another 450 trade partners. Mm-hmm. I got that right. See, I got it right. I wrote it down.
Good job.
That's a lot of people to impact. And those trade partners don't just work for Bessler Homes, they're doing work for other contractors as well. So how do you stand out? How do they know that Jamie Bessler and his team at Bessler Homes, they actually love them? I mean, you're trying to do good business. You're trying to help them make money. You're trying to help you make money. And they're not necessarily, I'm guessing, are all your trade partners Jesus following trade partners?
No.
No. Okay. So they don't necessarily have the same motivation that you have, yet they know your heart. How do you care for your trade partners when you're just one of the cogs in their wheel?
Sure. You know, and it is basics. It is doing what you say you're going to do. I mean, that's actually our definition of honor, one of our values. Do what we say we're going to do. And, you know, I think we really do see them as a critical partner. And so it is taking the time to stop and ask their opinion. You know, we don't build the homes, they do. There's nobody that knows better how to assemble drywall in one of our homes than the drywaller. Mm-hmm. But do we take the time to ask them? And so in so many cases, honestly, we grossly overcomplicate this.
Yeah.
It is not hard. It is simply just love on people, you know? And
what's it look like? I mean, how do you love on a drywaller? I mean, because they're always covered with dust. So, and they truly are artists because I've watched guys do drywall. That is an art. But how do you love on, just give me an example. How do you love on your drywallers?
Yeah. And, you know, the reality is this is part of the bigger vision.
Sure.
We have got to love on our team first.
Okay.
The 45 team members that we have at Bessler Homes have to feel loved first before this can extend to the trade partners.
Sure.
And so, you know, to give you some real tangible things, the reality is I don't have a lot yet.
Okay. All right. Because this is still a newer thing for you.
Exactly.
Okay. Yep,
but you're starting in-house, so what are some of the care programs that you're doing in-house that eventually is going to catch wind from your trade partners and will turn into ways to care for them too?
Yeah, and that is the focus, is let's care for our team members first, and then they'll care for the trade partners.
Right.
And ultimately, they'll all care for, the end, the home buyer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you have your job supervisors that are out there on location. You're not out there on location seeing all the trade partners, but, you know, with the drywall guy, just in case, you could give him a new knife. I mean, they're always running through blades. I mean, you know, you get a really cool one, a Bessler Homes, you know, drywall cutting knife. Just an idea for you, just throwing it out there.
Perfect.
But, like, how are you
and
doing
that's where if we take care of our team members, those team members are going to come up with those kind of ideas.
Right.
Who work with them day to day. And ultimately, that's the bigger vision.
You don't like that?
It was okay.
Just an okay
idea.
It was okay. So talk about your team. The team in your office. What are you doing to love on them?
You know, so some of the things. Well, so one of the examples, I guess, would be and some of the very simple Tasty Tuesdays.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on Tuesdays, we bring in food for the company, for the team. So just to have a good breakfast, something very simple.
You didn't like the Waffle Wednesdays. You went with Tasty Tuesdays. Okay, right. That's good.
And right. that reference, for anybody who is listening and may have heard that before, you referred to going connecting with Beaten Bow Homes. And the ministry that people can look up is Kingdom at Work. And that is where they are actually helping businesses to help to identify this kind of a kingdom culture within mm-hmm. their own organizations.
And Beaten Bow Homes out of Lubbock, Texas, right? And they do Waffle Wednesdays.
Which, you know, Jim and I are a team of two, basically, in our home. We have some virtual people as well, but he would like Waffle Wednesday just at home, but I haven't installed that.
I technically had Waffle Wednesday.
I guess
Wednesday.
That would be a very caring culture if I would do that. Wouldn't it?
All right, so let's go back to you, Jamie, because it's supposed to be about your story. Talk to us about the impact on your culture, because you said in the last year this has really been hitting you over the head. Mm-hmm. Talk about some of the things you're seeing that are changing because of your heart change.
Sure. So, you know, obviously we continue to roll out. There is quite a lengthy list, about 25 different programs that our care and culture manager, Christy, or I could get to anyone. We'd love to share it with anyone. And a lot of the backbone for those programs we've put in place are through Dan Anderson and some of his coaching that we've received through also another group called His Way at Work. Mm-hmm.
Out of South Carolina. Absolutely. Great, exactly. Great organization.
Yeah. So that's kind of the heart of some of those company-wide care programs. Here's the deal, though. All know that we are truly loving on our team members and we truly care for them. When, like, one of the funds we have is a benevolence fund.
And when we come back, we're going to hear, what does that look like, putting that benevolence fund in action? You're listening to I Work For Him as we broadcast from Loveland, Colorado, courtesy of Dan Anderson and KingdomWayMinistries.net. We'll be right back.
Most condo communities include water as part of the monthly fee. Some residents conserve to subsidize those that consume. Stop paying for your neighbor's water. Have Think Utility Services install individual meters and pay only for what you use. Decrease water consumption by 20 to 40%. For over 20 years, Think Utility Services has been helping condo communities save. Call 888-MY-METER today. That's 888-MY-METER today. Go to thinkutilityservices.com.
Would you ever own an abortion clinic? Would you own a business that profits from pornography? Did you know that there's a chance these types of businesses may be found throughout your investment or retirement accounts? Call Luke and Dave with Bel Air Wealth Management today. They specialize in biblically responsible investing options and can align your investment and retirement accounts with God's values. Call Luke and Dave at 727-798-4188. That's 727-798-4188. Online at bwmadvisors.com.
As an apartment management company, are you charging market rent but seeing decreased profit? Turn the trend around by installing individual unit water meters and billing residents for what they consume. Lower property water consumption 20 to 40% and put utility costs back in the bank. Think Utility Services, in business since 1957, has helped property management companies increase profit for over 50 years. Find out how today. Call 888-MY-METER or visit thinkutilityservices.com. That's thinkutilityservices.com.
Luke and Dave with Bel Air Wealth Management are longtime supporters of I Work For Him and have a passion for sharing biblically responsible investing with the I Work For Him nation. Have you ever considered that your investment portfolio contains businesses that turn a profit by working in direct opposition to God's Word? Call Luke and Dave at Bel Air Wealth Management at 727-798-4188. That's 727-798-4188. And find out if your investment or retirement portfolio aligns with God's heart.
Hey, welcome back to I Work For Him as we broadcast you out of Colorado, courtesy of KingdomWayMinistries.net, KingdomWayMinistries.net. Dan Anderson, we're so grateful that you brought us out of here. Talk to us about Common Pursuit. This is a quarterly program you've been doing for, you said, 3 years. I want to make sure we tell people what it's all about, because I want people to be able to reproduce it in other parts of the country, because you're only doing it right here in Colorado. And that's a long drive for people from Florida. So what is the event all about, and what's your point, your purpose of it, and how can people reproduce what you're doing?
Absolutely. Well, we're really targeting marketplace leaders, business leaders. And so when I say marketplace leaders, I'm talking about business leaders, ministry leaders, nonprofit leaders, and managers. So we have all those people and church
leaders.
So
they don't have to be at the top of the tier in order to come.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. But like with Jamie here today, he's bringing his whole a lot of his executive team to come to. So the purpose is really to inspire people to really be intentional about being a kingdom builder in their organization, whatever their role is. And we want to connect them. So if some of your listeners are familiar with FCA, Fellowship Christian Athletes, there's something powerful when you go to an FCA event or event like that, that there's all athletes present, but the total focus is on Christ. And how do we glorify God as athletes? And that's really the focus of Common Pursuit. It's really, like Jamie said earlier, it's simple, but it's profound because especially here in northern Colorado, there is 85% of the population is unchurched.
Really?
And he mentioned Greeley. I saw a USA Today article this week that says Greeley, Fort Collins, and Denver is on the top three list of the highest growing populations where there is a housing crisis going to be in the next 10 years. Hmm. So with that in mind, what we're doing, it's very simple, but it's very powerful, and people are hungry for it. And so as far as reproducing it, it's, Jamie is an incredible partner with us, and we have table sponsors, and they really go out and try to invite people to come. And in Jamie's case, his whole executive team, we have other people bring their executive teams as well. And we just have a team of volunteers that put it together.
But if somebody from another part of the country says, well, I'd like to be able to put on that kind of event, can you help them send them in the right direction?
Yeah, I'd be glad to give them, share with them things that we've found that work or doesn't work. And matter of fact, listeners, you can come. We have people from South Carolina, Indiana, Atlanta, and New Mexico coming to the event tomorrow.
Wow.
So it's $30.
In Florida.
Yeah, in Florida. Exactly.
Florida. Nobody's driven further than us.
So to your listeners that are wanting just to come to check it out and learn whatever they can to start something in their organization, we would love to be hospitable to them and just share whatever we can to help them start something in their area.
Dan, you brought along Jamie Bessler today and from Bessler Homes, and we're grateful very much. Jamie, your story it's a great story, and I love the fact that it's still very, very fresh. You mentioned how in the last year you developed a benevolence program, and you were starting to talk about it right before the break, and I had to cut you off. Talk to us about what you're doing with that program.
Well, yeah. So that program, we've put that together really just to meet those financial situations of need for our team members.
Like what do you mean?
Just one of our team members, unexpected, health issue with a family member. And so, we'd buy them a flight to across the country so they'd be with their family for a day or two, something along those lines, whatever that, just help fill those financial gaps, that definitely challenge different families. And so, the power of that program is when no team member needs to ask for the financial support from it. It'll be when our team members have known that team, our leader, whoever is that direct leader for that team member, they know that person so well that they make the request for them because they just know that they need it. Mm-hmm. And it's part of caring for them that they make a financial request for them.
So how are you getting your team leaders to know their people? What are you encouraging?
Right. And so, we have definitely, one of those things the Lord has really just unveiled to me over these last several months is what we're terming at Bessler Homes is relational leadership. And so we have, we've gone through some trainings. We've created some of our own trainings. The reality is this is super simple. It's biblical, Christ-centered leadership. It's just in a very simplistic form and it's modeled extremely well for us. And so we're really just understanding what that looks like with a leader at Bessler Homes. And we define a leader at Bessler Homes as anyone who directly supports another team member on our team. They are a leader. They may also be a manager or an executive team member, whatever.
You're working on this relational leadership model. So you're building relationships because that's what relational leadership means. Mm-hmm. But in order to do that, then you have to limit how many people report to a manager, supervisor, because they can only have so many relationships. How many people do you have reporting to the average supervisor?
About three.
Okay. So you've kept it pretty small.
We have. That was a big challenge in us kind of reorganizing things and setting our managers up for success, having the appropriate number of direct supports.
What kind of things are different about how your managers, supervisors feed into the people that report to them? What are some of the big changes you've made, like as far as how often they meet with people, things like that?
Sure. Yeah, as far as relational leadership, there's really, what we have launched, there's three key meetings that we utilize. And so the first is just a general team meeting, whatever that team configuration is. It might be, a team of three. It could be a little bigger, up to six, really is kind of a internal cap we've put on the maximum number of direct support someone can have. So you have a weekly meeting with that team as a group together. And we have some specific defined purposes and outcomes we're looking for. A second group of meetings can happen throughout the week. We call them really as shoulder to shoulders is what we call those. And that's that leader coming alongside their direct support on a regular basis throughout the week, 3 to 5 times a week. So in general, the idea is, once a day, they're coming alongside, creating margin in their day to allow that direct support to ask them questions about their job, for them to be available to be coached and, really just address whatever workplace specific challenge they're dealing with that day.
Sure.
And so that's to really walk with them. The third one is the really unique one. It's really unique in the business world, right? Because we require all of our leaders to block out 1 hour per week with each direct support. And so I personally have 5 direct supports and I block out 5 hours a week for them. It's their meeting. And the intention is really to not talk about work. It's for me to get to know them and hear what's on their heart. And for them just to, let's talk about whatever is important to them in their lives. Mm-hmm. And, it's just, it's different. And unique when you talk about business, but it is, we're beginning to see the powerful fruits of that.
Right.
And,
one of the things, that is often a challenge when you're running an organization and making some pretty significant changes, number one, I thank you for your transparency. And because I think that we have a lot of listeners that may be intrigued by looking at their work a little differently, but how in the world do they implement any change? And you're an example of that. But as a leader, as somebody who has so much that you're responsible for, how are you protecting your marriage and your family and figuring out how to still keep that as a priority over your work and your business?
Sure. I can tell you, as I've continued to just follow the Lord's path for me, those things have become much easier to do. He helps me create those protections. And that was something I very much was challenged with.
So what kinds of examples of things that he's helped you to kind of make sure that you're doing?
Sure. I mean, the primary thing is, God, family, work. And I think a trap that we can get caught in is we go, well, okay, this home building thing, I mean, I've got this missionary purpose now. Yeah. So is that the God portion of this? And it's not. It's that reminder, like constant reminder, that the God portion of this is the intentional, personal relationship with Christ, then your family, then the job, then the work. And that's still Bessler Homes.
So if we called your bride, if we called Sarah and said, hey, how's Jamie doing at home this last year? Would she say things are way better?
I believe that's the answer.
Well, we'll get her on the phone the next time. The next time we're in Colorado, we'll bring her in. That'd be great. Jamie Bessler with Bessler Homes. Thanks for sharing your story today.
You bet. Thanks
check
for
them
the
out on, yeah, thank. Check them out online. BesslerHomes.com, BesslerHomes.com. Dan Anderson, KingdomWayMinistries.net. A nice job picking out a great guest. Just one more time, how can people get what just how can people get a hold of you at best?
www.kingdomwayministries.net. And if listeners are interested in trying to find out practical ideas of how to live out the reality of caring for people and ministering people, on our front webpage, you can sign up for a free resource called 126 Ways to Honor God in Your Workplace.
Excellent.
Dan Anderson, kingdomwayministries.net. You've been listening to I Work For Him with your hosts, Jim and Martha Brangenberg. We're Christ followers. Our workplace, it's our mission field, but ultimately, I work for him.
America's First News with Gordon Deal at 5 a.m., Hugh Hewitt at 6, Del Wamsley at noon, Dave Ramsey at 2, and Larry Elder at 6 p.m. This is Talk 100.3.
Here's Dan Celia with today's Stewardship Moment.
Listen to Psalm 127:1. Unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchmen stand guard in vain. I hope as we think of our stewardship, we come to a greater understanding that it is the Lord that builds our houses and provides us with our security. We are reminded that all of life's securities and blessings come from God freely. Our tithing and our giving should come freely as we are asked to give.
You've just heard a Stewardship Moment with Dan Celia of Financial Issues Ministry, helping you plan, give, and invest wisely. For more information, log on to financialissues.org. That's financialissues.org.
Where there's smoke, there's fire. And this summer at Sonny's Barbecue, we're fanning the flames. Introducing the all-new Smoke and Fire menu at Sonny's. For a limited time, we're turning up the heat with new features, like the Hot Lincoln Pimento Cheeseburger, Sweet and Spicy Wings, Brisket and Mac Egg Rolls, Loaded Hot Tots, and Brisket Grilled Cheese. Come tame the...
FM 100.3, W262 AG...